Thanks for calling customer service. This is Rosalind speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm having trouble filling out the order form because I entered my shipping information and the billing address is the same, but they're telling me my shipping address is invalid. I've lived in this house for about 50 years, so I don't think it's invalid. I get mail here all the time. The problem has got to be on your end.
Are you spelling everything correctly and making sure you have the appropriate zip code?
Yeah, the zip code is after your name instead of after the address. But, no, that's their problem.
Okay, so it's possible you may need to close out of your browser and then try to go back to it. Because I'm not sure that's the first time I've heard of that problem.
Well, everything looks correct to me. I've got my name spelled correctly. I've got my zip code correct. My street address is correct. My city, my state, my phone number, my email, they're all correct. So I don't know why they're saying it's invalid.
Okay. Have you purchased an order with us before?
No.
Okay. Give me one second. I'm not sure what we can do, but let me reach out to my supervisor to see what's going on.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, yes, ma'am, I do apologize. My supervisor had me to tell you to try to close out of your browser and go back to it. Or are you on Google Chrome trying to order this product?
No, I'm on my telephone.
Yes, ma'am, but I'm saying are you using Google Chrome on your phone or are you using a different browser?
That's a good question. I'm not sure what browser they use. I don't want it that bad to put up with all this nonsense, so,
Okay,
skip it.
Okay, well, I thank you for calling customer service, and have a great day.